You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's hard for me to say. In my perfect world, we wouldn't be throwing another bullpen. But again, you know, that's it's probably a good thing that I'm not making the decision. So I, of course, feel bad taking another 5 minutes, let alone another week or 2 weeks. But like I said, I need to let the long-term vision and the people who are more capable of making that plan have that control, and just do what I can within those parameters on a daily basis. So
just gotta trust the process, Randy.
It sucks.
You can't imagine because you've done it. It's got to be just
excruciating. I want
to
play.
To feel like you're ready to play yeah. and have the doctor be like, not yet.
I want
to
play.
Not yet. You can play. And then the funny thing, too, is like, you know, especially in the case of Ronald Acuna, he is playing.
Yeah.
But not for the Braves.
Yeah.
It's like, well, all right. What's the difference? Like, I get it. You want to, like, get him ramped up, whatever. But, I mean, in terms of injury protection, what's the difference?
Yeah, he's playing.
He's playing baseball.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, so it's like, you can play, but you got to play against those guys.
Right.
Well, why? Like, I want to play against those guys
yeah.
and help my team win. Yeah, but you got to go to Louisville first.
They say they're going to send him?
He's there.
He's up in Louisville?
He's okay. in Louisville today.
Okay.
He's going to play for him tonight.
Yeah, but, I mean, yeah, that's always the annoying part about it is, and you know the phrase, and it's so true, though. You have to sometimes, you know, rescue the athlete from himself. You have to.
Right.
I mean, you really do have to, because I've been in situations where I'm like, okay, I'm running, you know, so why can't I do this? Okay, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. While they ain't looking, I'm going to go do some stuff on my own. And then that's when you get into trouble.
So ow.
You got to figure, yeah.
Dang it, they were right.
You know what? I know I'm four months off of ACL surgery, but the boys are going to play paintball. You know what? I want to go play paintball. Dude,
no,
I slipped down the hill. I was,
you thought you heard it again?
Uh-huh.
Were you formulating excuses in your head for how you did this not playing paintball?
Obviously.
What was the best one you
I couldn't
up
come
with?
Up with anything. And I was so damn scared, man. But luckily, you know, Ron was fine. Ron was cool. And
oh, this was in college?
Ron was cool and everything. Him and I was like, dude, nothing happened. Just, you know, stretch out some scar tissue.
Okay.
But yeah, I thought, man. So that's the thing with Ronald is they're trying to be as, like, 100% sure. Because you're never 100% sure. Nothing's 100% sure with anything, especially with injuries or re-injuring something. But they just want to be – they want to feel – no, he's comfortable.
Uh-huh.
They want to be comfortable, too.
I'm not even 100% sure that Spencer Strider is pitching tonight.
Anybody
pretty sure, but we haven't got, like, the official – I know he's activated. I know he's with them. I know when Alex Anthopoulos is on with the Steakhouse earlier today, he talked about – getting him back tonight. Still haven't seen an official, but we're just going to go with it. It seems like Spencer Strider is more than likely pitching for the Braves tonight, and that's great.
Yes.
The process has been trusted, and hopefully there's no more bad feelings like we talked about, whether it's arm stuff, obviously, and we haven't heard anything about any of that. The arm has felt And we've been told and haven't heard anything otherwise that the arm's doing great. He was back on the IL because of a hamstring injury, mm-hmm. and it seems like that has recovered as well. And, you know, hopefully tonight is the first of every five for the remainder of the season and on into October where we get to see one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's exciting, and that's one of those things that when you talk about jolt for a team – whenever you get your star players back, that gives a jolt to definitely gives a jolt to fan base, but obviously it gives a jolt to your boys. I mean, we know Spencer; he's not an everyday player. He's gonna go out every fifth day to go out there and do his job. But just having him out there, knowing the possibility of what we know what he is when he's being him, mm-hmm. it's always exciting.
6:45 first pitch tonight.
Yes,
by
sir.
Kind of love that.
Yeah, man.
Nationals.
I mean, damn,
they got that right.
DC traffic ain't no worse than Atlanta traffic.
Is it not?
Yeah, a little bit.
They got trains.
They
though.
Got trains.
You
and
can
everything.
Probably get a train to the ballpark.
I don't. I mean, I'm just saying, 6:45 is reasonable.
It's perfect.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
You can get everybody over to the battery and everything. Anyway, so that's what I'm saying. 6:45.
Yeah.
Why not?
The Braves are 7:15. Yeah, let's do 6.
Yeah, why not?
We don't have to stay up late.
Yeah. Let's do 6.
Here's Alex Anthopoulos from that aforementioned interview with the Steakhouse earlier today, talking about Ronald Acuna.
He's down. He's playing tonight. He's played 6 innings, 2 nights in a row in the field, and he DH'd the following. So we'll get him to at least 7 innings, maybe more, but at least 7 tonight. I don't know. Let's say he plays 7 innings, steals 3 bases, makes unbelievable diving plays in the outfield, and he comes in and he just says, I'm ready. I got to play. I'm ready to go. We'll have a conversation. I don't think that's going to happen. We don't have a date yet, so I don't want to tease and say there's a chance. Is it a 0% chance? No. Is it likely? I would say probably not. You know, we're not leaning to that.
Okay, so...
Got to play 7 innings.
What we do know is that he's playing for the Stripers tonight in Louisville.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he'll be back when he's back.
Okay. All right. So what's that that gift that everybody uses about Nick Saban? So don't ask.
So don't ask.
Yeah. Don't ask.
But you got to ask. You got to ask.
So don't ask.
But I guess you don't have to ask now because that was a good answer.
Yeah.
Anyway, hopefully he'll be back soon. What we also have tonight, because last night was one of those weird, like it's been busy. Braves played 17 straight, NBA playoffs, NHL, all that kind of stuff. Last night was just a little gap. Even a major championship golf over the weekend. Kind of, you know, kind of a quiet night last night.
I went to bed. You remember what I said? Nice. Did I tell your daddy need a nappy nap? Daddy went to sleepy sleep.
Did you get
bro,
one?
I was out. I was like, it was about 8:30. You know that 8:30 came around? I was like, okay.
Good for you.
I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to hang out with y'all. But then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go to bed.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go to bed.
Hey, guy, gotta make up for the
lack
of sleep over the weekend.
Hell yeah, dog. Damn sure took my ass to bed.
Western Conference Finals start tonight. The Minnesota Timberwolves at the Oklahoma City Thunder should be a fantastic series. I mean, really, just two of the young superstars in the game squaring off in the best of 7. Obviously, a lot of other fun players on both rosters as well, but Anthony Edwards and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander are the headliners. I think that they'll absolutely live up to it.
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised to see these guys playing in the Western Conference Finals against each other multiple times over the next 10 years or so.
I agree.
Really feels like the beginning of something here with both of these teams, and it starts tonight.
Yeah, it seems like, and we know kind of the back story and all those. They ain't buddies.
Now, what is?
I don't know what it is. I know it happened
a couple
years ago, and I know they were jawing back and forth. And then another time, it was just something that goes. And that's I'm sure they're not a person. I'm sure it's all basketball.
But
great,
perfect, yeah,
great.
A couple guys with like a competitive dislike of one
love
another.
Love it.
Like
love
the
it.
Old days.
Yeah, man. But I think that you know, I mean, stars win titles, but somebody has to come with that star to win that title. You know, and so you go back and you look at who has the better supporting cast. And we talked about Williams. I mean, he's a great player. He's a really good player. And for OKC, all-star, probably going to make an all-NBA team, about to get paid. He's got to show up because he barely showed. He showed up in Game 7.
He had some tough ones
on
the road.
But he had some tough ones. Yep. He's got to come to play.
He does.
Can Julius Randle continue what he's been doing in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
Like those two secondary guys. And then, you know, of course, throwing Rudy against Chet and all that other thing.
Now, we're in an interesting point now where all of the teams that have done it are gone.
Yes.
And all of the teams that are remaining haven't done it. So, you know, when we were analyzing the Thunder in their last series or the Timberwolves throughout their first 2-round series, it's like, well, they're playing against champions, right? They're playing against teams that have the muscle memory. Not anymore. None of these guys have done it.
Yeah.
So it's not like somebody's experience is going to outweigh somebody else's experience. These are all four teams that have never been in the championship before. There might be a guy or two on one of the rosters, but there's no champions left.
Yeah, but I mean, the Ant-Man was here last year, and, you know, they got ran up out of there. Halliday was there last year, right?
Okay.
They got a little experience, but eventually got ran up out of there. Right.
But nobody has ever advanced past this level.
Well,
whereas they're playing against the Nuggets or the Warriors or the Lakers, and it's like, you know, you got to go through these champions. Like, not
they
now.
They've all eliminated all
There's going to be a new champion.
They've all eliminated all of those guys.
Exactly.
Yeah, they all eliminated those guys to get to where they are, man. I think this is going to be I think it's seven games.
I do, too.
I really do.
I hope it is.
The only thing about OKC is, I mean, they were in a game with Denver in seven, but they got them up out there pretty much early. I mean, they got some time to rest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so you think about that.
It's kind of a miracle that thing went seven anyway.
Yeah.
Like, Denver had to throw everything they had in their toolbox just to get it to seven. And then the Thunder were like, all right, enough's enough.
All right, let's just go.
These old hobbled Jokers out of here. Joker actually played good, but everybody else was old and hobbled.
And that's going to be that's the difference between you got other guys. It's not going to be centered around Joker. I mean, obviously, their defensive game plan. The OKC is, I think, the best defensive team in the league.
If they're not in the regular season, they're the best defensive
team. But it's
going
to be stuff other than Joker sitting in the middle of the floor trying to get everybody involved. You got other guys that can score at all three levels.
Hey, have the Hawks hired a president of basketball operations yet?
I don't think they are, Andy. I think they wasted their money on Weinstein, Warrenstein, and Steenstein.
Oh, yeah, because they did hire a search firm.
Yeah.
What happens if you hire a search firm and then you just don't hire someone?
I just think that's
Do they give them their money back?
I ain't give you nothing back. I gave you a list of names.
Like, you just didn't hire.
My firm is not.
That's true.
To go say, you got the job.
My job was just to identify potential candidates.
Yes.
Your job is to then hire those candidates.
How? And I think anybody can, you know, any profession can know ball. So I don't want to say it like this, but I'm going to say it. Do these guys know ball? Or what entails in being a manager? Or do they, like, look at, like, a spreadsheet and, like, well, this guy, when he was with this team, he had a certain amount of winnings and that stuff?
I'm sure that they do.
Okay.
But I'm also sure that they're really, really good at making it seem like they're really, really good. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah.
That's what it is, more than anything.
The pinpoint and all of that
stuff. Oh, yeah. You're gonna have
slides
of graphs and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's higher... it's hiring a president of basketball operations. Like, we're not, you know, we're not going to the moon here. Huh. It's just somebody who has to look at basketball players and be like, I think that guy's good. And I don't think that guy's that good.
Mm-hmm.
I think that guy's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
How's the money work? All right, cool. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. We make
it sound like we're curing something. Just somebody who decides whether or not they think basketball players are good.
Yeah. But
just hire them.
It's more to it than that.
Is it?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Did they tell me?
Wow, you don't understand.
This is the most important hire ever.
Maybe. Maybe it is. Or maybe they won't hire anyone, in which case, what is it? All right, we'll talk to Mike about that. Get some playoff, NBA playoff conversation with him. Obviously, we have to ask him about Atlanta United. Another tough one over the weekend. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.